You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
Labor leader Chris Hipkins has stated that the United States and Israel breached international law with their bombing of Iran, especially with the strike that killed 150 people at a primary girls' school. While former Labour Prime Minister Helen Clark says New Zealand should not provide military support for an illegal invasion of Iran. And the New Zealand Crimes and Victims Survey has published its latest results for the year leading up to October 2025. The results showed 49,000 fewer victims of violent crime, with the government saying this is because of their tough-on-crime approach and a near doubling of police foot patrols. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke to MP Shannon Halbert about both of these topics. I started by asking if New Zealand should support the United States military campaign in Iran.
Absolutely not. We don't support the attack on Iran. And can I just acknowledge for a moment those that have been affected by the thousands of deaths that we've experienced as a result of these actions.
Are you concerned that New Zealand is in a position where we've increasingly aligned ourselves with the United States on foreign policy and now might be liable for this?
Not at this stage. I think it's important to acknowledge that New Zealand must always use its voice on the world stage. In this instance, calling for de-escalation, for a return to negotiations, and for the right for Iranian people to be able to determine their own future. A number of New Zealanders, Aucklanders, have been in touch with me because they are just gobsmacked by the actions in this instance, the impact of war and the concerns globally of how that will come filter back to New Zealand and impact us all.
The Greens asked the government to commit to automatically extending visas for people in New Zealand whose home countries have been affected by the war. Is this something Labor supports?
So that's yet to be discussed, but I was a part of the select committee yesterday that raised such an issue with Minister Erica Stanford. I think it's important at the moment that we call for restraint, that diplomacy is in place, and that we continue to support the Iranian people to define their own future. But we do play a role as New Zealand. To enable them to come to a safe place, and no doubt those decisions will be made in due course.
How else should the government help New Zealanders and others who are affected by this war?
I think it's important that we continue to use our voice on the world stage, as we have for decades. I remember growing up, and I go back to the attack on Iraq as an example. And New Zealanders at that time, and I believe now, you know, want restraint, they want peace, they do not want war. And so that's the role of New Zealand, to stand up for that. And we urge the government to do so as well.
And I want to ask now about the recent Crime and Victims Survey. What is your response to the fact that 49,000 fewer people are victims of violent crime in last year compared to 2 years ago?
I'm not convinced by that personally. I think we have to ask whether violent crime is really actually coming down, especially now that the number of gang members has actually surpassed the number of police out on the beat. This government under Christopher Luxon promised that they would have more police out on the beat, but what we are seeing, in fact, is that we have more gang members registered than police, and that's a broken promise on their behalf.
Do you agree with the government that it's their tough-on-crime policies in action that are working?
I don't agree with the government's actions. I think that they have focused on punitive actions that don't actually resolve the real issue at heart. We can use slogans that we're tough on crime, but actually the results do speak for themselves. We have an incredible problem with meth in New Zealand, as an example, that has been growing. Gang numbers have been growing, so typical of this government and Christopher Luxon that they actually don't address the real issues. And I think move-on orders is just another example. You're not addressing homelessness, you're taking punitive approaches to manage a situation that you don't want to see.
And the results weren't spread evenly across demographics. Are you concerned that 5,000 more Pacific peoples have been victims of violent crime in this same period?
Absolutely, Māori and Pacific. Women continue to be overrepresented in this area. And yes, we do need to be concerned absolutely about victims and prevention, and at the same time ensure that rehabilitation is in place. We have to be clear that family violence is up. Those statistics have gone through the roof. And we heard that only a few weeks ago through Salvation Army reports.
Can you outline what Labor will do to support victims of violent crime?
Labor's got a track record of supporting victims of violent crime. We will take an empathetic approach. As we move through the year, we'll make announcements on our manifesto and policies that will create change in the space.
That was Labor's Shannon Halbert on whether New Zealand should be involved in the United States-Israel-Iran conflict and the results of the recent crime and victim survey.
That was our weekly chat with Labor MP Shannon Halbert. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.